This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Early this morning, a fire severely damaged and in all probability destroyed the Oil Trough City Hall and Community Center. Oil Trough Mayor Bobby Davis said he was told that the fire probably started around 3 a.m. and firefighters from Oil Trough, Newark, and Thida fire departments battled the blaze in cold, freezing weather that was in the teens. Mayor Davis.
Yeah, well, that's burned up. That's a mess. And we had a lot of, you know, all the trophies that they'd won over years, you know, and all the stuff City had, and all the pictures back to when it started to the end, you know, school pictures. All the records, what's the bad thing, you know? The record's going to be a mess trying to get them back, I think.
Recapping what Mayor Davis said, he said there was a lot of material from Oil Trough school system back when they had high school and elementary school as well. A lot of composite group pictures. Also a lot of sports paraphernalia, pictures of winning teams, trophies, things like that. Certainly a lot of it damaged, if not lost. And, of course, he mentioned a lot of the city's records will be lost, or at least certainly damaged. He hopes not completely destroyed. He said that would be very difficult to replace those. Elsewhere in news, more than 600 passengers and crew members of a Branson showboat are safely off the vessel after spending Saturday night aboard the boat, which became grounded because of high winds and choppy waters. There were no injuries after the Branson Bell's captain decided it was safer to stay wrenched against the shore than to try to guide the boat to its dock just across the channel on Table Rock Lake. Hershin Family Entertainment spokeswoman Lisa Rao says the crews departed at 4 p.m. Saturday and began experiencing problems 2 hours later when the winds picked up some at 40 miles per hour. Rao said 9 people were evacuated from the boat overnight, including 4 with pre-existing medical conditions and members of their families. She says passengers were upbeat as they began disembarking around 9 a.m. on Sunday.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
U.S. senators get their first chance Monday to vote on the tax cut deal struck by President Barack Obama and Republicans. Whatever the outcome of the test vote, the White House expects the bill to pass by year's end. Obama advisor David Axelrod says everybody understands what it would mean for the economy if it doesn't get done. A new report shows the percentage of Arkansas high school graduates enrolling in college is near the national average, but the number who graduate within 6 years falls sharply below the average. The Southern Regional Education Board study found that 62% of Arkansas high school graduates enroll in either a 2-year community college or a 4-year university, the national rate about 63%. But the Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the study further found that 37% of first-time, full-time college freshmen in Arkansas graduate within 6 years. The national average is 55%. A 2-car crash early Saturday morning north of Melbourne injured a Mountain View man. State police say 42-year-old Kenneth Van Fleet of Mountain View was driving a Kia Sportage and traveling south on State Highway 9, negotiating a curve. Police say his vehicle crossed the center line into the oncoming lane and struck a Chevy pickup driven by 33-year-old Michael Holt of Batesville. Van Fleet was taken for emergency treatment to the White River Medical Center in Batesville. Holt was not injured. And I want to correct a misstatement I made earlier this morning. Tickets are still available for the Kenya Safari Acrobats performance. It's scheduled for January 14th. 7 p.m. at the University of Arkansas Community College at Batesville. I believe I'd said December 14th or tomorrow night, but it is January the 14th. If you'd like more information about that, you can contact the college at 612-2040, 612-2040. Again, the Kenya Safari Acrobats performance is scheduled for January 14th at UACCB. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.